name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be
with you.
This is a great welcome to you. There's a certainty here. It is the Feast of All Saints, the Eve. Everybody knows about Halloween, but doesn't know about All Saints. But we do, and that great certainty in life that we should look forward to after this, the eternal life. So let us all rejoice in the Lord as we celebrate the feast day in honour of all the saints, at whose festival the angels rejoice and praise the Son of God. Good that we can gather here again. We never know what may happen in the next few weeks, whether we should still be able to go on gathering. We don't know, but we hear, and so, as ever, acknowledge to the Lord our failures, as the saints fail, but they win through. We hope to win through too. Therefore, acknowledge our sins to the Lord. Lord Jesus, you have revealed yourself as the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You poured out on your people the Spirit of truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the Good Shepherd, leading us to eternal life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to the poor. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. You take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and glory to God the Father. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of the Apocalypse. I, John, saw another angel rising where the sun rises, carrying the seal of the living God. He called in a powerful voice to the four angels, whose duty it was to devastate land and sea. Wait before you do any damage on land or at sea or to the trees, until we have put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard how many were sealed, 144,000 out of all the tribes of Israel. After that, I saw a huge number, impossible to count, of people from every nation, race, tribe, and language. They were standing in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb, dressed in white robes and holding palms in their hands. They shouted aloud, "Victory to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels who were standing in the circle around the throne surrounding the elders and the poor animals, prostrated themselves before the throne, and touched the ground with their foreheads, worshipping God with these words, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and strength to our God for ever and ever. Amen. One of the elders then spoke and asked me, Do you know who these people are dressed in white robes and where they have come from? I answered him, You can tell me, my Lord. Then he said, These are the people who have been brought through a great persecution, and they have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Such are the men who seek your face, O Lord.
Such are the men who seek your face, O Lord.
The Lord is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Such are the men who seek your face, O Lord.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things.
Such are the men who seek your face, O Lord.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Such are the men who seek your face, O Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Think of the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children. And that is what we are. Because the world refused to acknowledge Him, therefore it does not acknowledge us. My dear people, we are already the children of God, but what we are to be in the future has not yet been revealed. All we know is that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He really is. Surely everyone who entertains this hope must purify himself, must try to be as pure as Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Come to me, before you, the Lord, and I will be children, and I will give you rest, says the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowd, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn. They shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful. They shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God. Happy the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy you, when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen, there are two certainties in life, death and taxes. I think there's a third. A third for us, and that is heaven. Eternal life, the vision of God. Obviously, the great uncertainty is whether we should even be able to meet next week, we don't know. But what we're sure about, and what we celebrate when we leave, is that third, heaven, eternal life, the vision of God. And A Glimpse of Heaven was a book and two DVDs went with it about Catholic churches built following Catholic Emancipation, of course. That was in 1829. Ours, one of those early ones, 1843. And as I wrote in last week's newsletter, the link between a dedication festival and today's Solemnity of All Saints, and of course tomorrow or the day after, Monday, All Souls, and heaven, where we pray and where the saints are in glory. And our churches, where we come week by week, even day by day, as pilgrims, especially to Mass. St. John, in that first reading, is caught up, and he said he was caught up on the Lord's Day to the worship of heaven, the Lamb's Supper, and the Lamb they see as Mass. Here is heaven on earth. So that pilgrimage that we make through life here, as we walk day by day towards the end, which is the vision of God. So that great link between the place we come on pilgrimage, every one of our churches, not just going Walsingham or Lourdes or Medjugorje, wherever it is, no, even just coming here, there's a little pilgrimage each time we come closer to the end, which is the vision of God. That's what we're made for. And our life is a preparation for that moment when we will move from this situation into eternal happiness. And in between, you've got the joys and the sorrows, you've got the agonies and the ecstasies, the pain and the well-being, and they all walk hand in hand up that hill that we know as Calvary. That's why, again, in our churches, we got that way up the Calvary, all round where we are. So it's reminding us that's the way we're going. But the vision is through Calvary to the saints beyond. And that's why these pilgrims, they're meant to speak that liturgically to their place, to that beyond the window, the east, to the sun, where there's no more death, no more sin, no more pain. No empty tombs, but life everlasting. And all that we celebrate is what Jesus gives us. That's why what we do, we're gathering his command. And he says, do this. He feeds and nourishes us on our pilgrim way. And that's the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called his children. John, in that second reading, there tells us and reassures us of that. And that's the reading that is always set for the evening if we bring one in on our very last year, as I can do with Jackie Leather on Monday evening, coming in. That's that first reading. Think of the love the Father's lavished on us because we belong to him. And all of the things we talk about when we hear, which is God, Jesus, the Church, the sacraments, Our Lady, the saints, are all leading us in that same direction to heaven. Because what God really desires for all of us, that's why he loves us and he sent his Son to be with us, is that we participate in his own Trinitarian life. Which is to say, the life of love. And that's why heaven is love in its fullest sense. Love complete. Because the Father loves us, he loves the Son, in the power of the Spirit, they all have love together, and we are brought by him there. That's why St. Paul, in that very famous section, 1 Corinthians 13, we know his great hymn of love, says these things. Three things love: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And in heaven, faith and hope will fade away, but love will endure. Because heaven is the place where everything that is not love has been burnt away. So that heaven is the fullest and the deepest longing of the human heart. And in all that's going on around us, and I would say the great uncertainty is whether there's another lockdown coming, or what we all hope maybe that they'll stop at the Tamar and say they're all right for the rest of them, but that's not even there at one level. But what they can't take from us is faith and hope and that love. And we hang on to that in the midst of all that may be happening. We've a lot of ill people as well at the moment. I shall come to that in our prayers. But that faith and that hope that we need here and now, and the love that supports it, that deepest longing of the human heart. Scriptures give us many images, different images of heaven and in tradition. There's the banquet, wedding feast, the wine of the kingdom, life, light, peace, the Father's house, paradise, heavenly Jerusalem, eternal rest, refreshment, the new heavens, the new earth, the city of God, the beatific vision, to name just a few. But through each of these images, they all speak some truth concerning heaven, because the reality itself lies beyond our imagining, since it's equivalent to the very life of God. That's what heaven is, the life of God, being with God, eternally with God, that no eye seen, no heard, nor the heart of man can see. Heaven, then, our spiritual home, and home where our family lives. In this case, the family of God. And it's why we so often hear at our funerals, as you know, because we're often here, many of us at the same things, the words of Jesus, "In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go to prepare the place for you and take you to myself." So that death is not the end. We're always alive to God. And the saints, therefore, are our family. That's why people don't like statues and things. But statues are like the pictures you've got on your walls or on your mantelpiece, or maybe you have your pictures of your family or your wedding photos or your grandchildren or your grandchildren or whatever it is, our family. And St. Teresa of Calcutta often said, "We aren't called to be successful. Rather, God calls each of us to be faithful." This means that saints were sinners, as we all are, but we who never gave up and they never quit on God, whatever was against them. They persevered. They never stopped trying to do and to be better, to live those beautiful attitudes that Jesus gave us in that gospel reading. Or, St. John Henry Newman said, "Heaven is at present out of sight, but in due time, a snow melts and discovers what it lay upon, so will this visible creation fade away before those greater splendors which are behind." Or C.S. Lewis, "A continual looking forward to the eternal world is not a form of escapism or wishful thinking, but one of the things a Christian is meant to do." Or Cardinal Basil Hume, "The meaning of things and their purpose is in part now hidden, but shall in the end become clear. The choice is between the mystery and the observed. And the one who will understand, who will forgive, who will console." That was the Cardinal's view of God. Love the Father lavished on us from our baptism onwards, we profess our faith. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, life from life, true God from true God, many parishioners in hospital. We just hold them in our prayers. We've got Len Paul and Tony King and Peter and Pat Hocking and David Bowden and others too that we need to surround with our prayers. All of them, either because they've broken something or they've had falls or they're finding breathing very difficult, but nothing connected that we know of with the virus, but just that. So as we turn to the Father in prayer, confident that we unite them with the prayers of the whole church, the faithful on earth and the saints in heaven, we pray for the church across the world, that all who follow Christ may be instruments of love for the good of the whole human family. Lord, hear us.
Lord, gracious, hear us.
And for peace in the world and an end to terrorism and violence and war. That true and lasting values might provide the foundation for justice and harmony between peoples and nations. Lord, hear us.
Lord, gracious, hear us.
For the gentle, may they inspire us to care for our broken world, for nature, and for climate change. To the fullness of life and salvation in God's kingdom, and comfort come to all who mourn. Lord,
hear us.
Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us as we say.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks for all your loving kindness. May our prayers be joined with all the saints through your Son, Christ our
Lord. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these offerings you bring in honor of all the saints be pleasing to you, O Lord, and grant that just as we believe the saints to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience their concern for our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your
hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our Mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Towards her we eagerly hasten as pilgrims advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the Church, through whom you give us in our frailty both strength and good example. And so we glorify you with a multitude of saints and angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim: Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the You, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you, firstly, for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Mark, our Bishop, and all those who hold him to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Lord, remember your servants and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and pen their homage to the eternal God living and true, and communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damien, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, with eyes raised to heaven, to your God, his Almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, And once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as one should please to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants Jackie, Keith, Tony and Daniel, who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light and peace. And to us also your servants of those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours for ever and ever.
Amen.
And at the Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you
always. Amen.
We acknowledge each other. Amen. Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. As we adore you, O God, to alone our holy and wonderful in all your saints, we implore your grace, so that coming to perfect holiness in the fullness of your love, we may pass from this pilgrim table to the banquet of our heavenly home. Through Christ our
Lord. Amen.
So we hope we shall meet again next week, but as I say, we don't know. And we've been told from the bishop's office what about the churches, so we wait and see. The Lord be with you. Bow for the blessing. May God, the glory and joy of the saints, who has caused you to be strengthened by means of their outstanding prayers, bless you with unending blessings.
Amen.
Freed through their intercession from present ills, and formed by the example of their holy way of life, may you be ever devoted to serving God and your neighbour.
Amen.
So that, together with all, you may possess the joys of the homeland, where Holy Church rejoices that our children are admitted in perpetual peace to the company of the citizens of heaven.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. Mass is it.
Thank you.